You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday at about, noon-ish or so, 12:30, I was standing at the sink in my bathroom, and I heard thunder. And I was like, thunder? Last I saw, it was a perfectly clear, beautiful blue sky day.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 seconds, it turned into a roar and then the sound of a crash. And I knew instantly what that was. I live in an area where there are millions of trees and they're large. These are not like Highlands Ranch trees. I'm talking gigantic trees.
Okay.
And they also tend to fall because there's so many of them. They tend to fall. Jeremy went outside. This tree was about a 50 to 60 footer, so not one of the largest, but that's five-story building.
Pretty big, you know? Yes.
And it had fallen directly toward my house.
Oh, man.
And stopped 8 feet short of it.
Dang.
And where it was going to hit was exactly where I was standing. I see news reports all the time in my area of people killed by falling trees. It just happens because there's so many of them. And they fall into houses. Sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning when people are sleeping, it'll just come through and take people out.
The worst time. My God.
And I went out and I'll have to shoot you some video that I took of it, which shows this giant tree now in a couple of pieces, the way just the weight of it fell, and it's just short of the corner of my house.
Oh, man. You better get out there and mitigate a little bit more. Cut those things back a few more feet.
Oh, my God.
Cut them back.
There's no way of mitigating that. They're gigantic.
Well, sure,
some of
can.
These trees are like 80 to 100 foot tall trees.
You put the little notch in them on the other side and push them away from your house so that just knock them down.
I'm not a tree killer like you are. You've already killed enough
trees. You'll just let the trees kill you instead.
The trees might. Look, if the circle of life, if nature decides I've got to go from a falling tree.
How am I a tree killer? I was out watering my trees yesterday. What are you talking about?
If here's the thing with that tree. If you think about a 360 degree circle, it pretty much has to fall within a tiny little narrow segment of that 360 degrees in order to hit the house. Any other direction, fine.
fine.
But it was just this one time. Oh, it was like I couldn't have gone out and pushed the tree toward the house any more than it turned out.
It's a close call, man. Very
God,
close.
It was crazy.
It's probably going to get you when you're out there in your hot tub.
I've thought about it.
That's a few more feet out on the deck, right?
There's a couple of other trees in that part of the property that definitely would take out the corner of the bedroom where I sleep. They would definitely take out that hot tub. And I thought about it. I was in the hot tub the other night. I was like, do I dive under the water? You know, if I see it coming?
No, you try to get out.
I don't think there would be time to get out.
You don't want to be pinned under the water.
When they come down fast.
Yeah.
So you don't have time to stand up, brace yourself, climb out. I mean, you're not going to do that.
Right.
You're going to have to dive under and hope that the lip of
the... You better plan
the,
these things out. You got to get out to your hot tub today and practice jumping out of it or diving under.
It's like a fire drill.
It's like a fire drill.
Oh, it's like a tree falling drill.
Yep. You better start doing it. We could have lost you yesterday.
You almost lost me. Is there a segment that we are overdue for, like how you narrowly missed death?
Yes. God, it's been a while since we did.
It's been a while.
How did you almost die? I think we call it.
How did you narrowly miss death? Because I missed it by about 8 feet.
Yeah.
Ugh. And these trees, like I said, can be 60 to 80
to 100
feet.
What were you doing? Like, how would we have found you? Were you brushing your teeth or something?
I was flossing.
Flossing. What a way to go.
What a way to go.
Flossing
your teeth.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, there's
just
a branch
in your underpants
poking
too?
Through my eye.
Just in your underpants, flossing your teeth?
No, I was jeans, hoodie.
Oh, okay.
Darn,
I wish you were in your underpants.
You know, the way to go that you don't want to go is sitting on the throne.
That's
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine that?
Oh, man.
Hey, where was Dom when that tree hit? Well.
Pooping. and flossing at the same time, oddly enough.
Oh, my God.